Yasodhanandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yasodhanandana Vraja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava. Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava. Kunja Bihari. He gopi janabalaba girivadhari. He gopi janabalaba girivadhari. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada.
Jaya Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribhajikacharya Ushvatara Sattasvi Simad, His Divine Grace. ISKCON Founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki. Namacharya Srila Haridasa Thakura Ki. Pramsukaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki. Shishi Radha Krishna Gagopina Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki. Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki. Shri Mathura Dham Ki. Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki. Ganga Jamuna Mayi Ki. Bhakti Devi Ki. Tulsi Maharani Ki. His Divine Grace is gone, Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki. Itai Gopinandi. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory is all glory to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Oma Gyanti Minandasya Ginangina Shalakaya Chakshunamilitam Janatas Mai Sigurdame Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobisnam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Svapadantikam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Guru Bhaktivindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Nama Hare Nama 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 Hare. Today is a very auspicious day. It is the disappearance day of three great acharyas in our Krishna consciousness movement, our Gaudi Vaishnav Sampradaya. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. They all left this planet on this day, of course, different years, but on this particular day. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described that holy days like Ekadasi and Janmashtami are the mothers of devotion for devotees who properly respect them. So one way that we properly observe such an auspicious day is to discuss the life and the teachings of that devotee whose appearance or disappearance we are observing. So it would take many hours, it would take many days, many lifetimes to fathom the glories of such devotees as Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. But I thought the most appropriate way would be to read from Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's Chaitanya Charitamrita. My meager realizations on the subject matter could hardly compare to the depth of his wisdom and understanding of the pastimes of these great devotees. Actually, Chaitanya Charitamrita itself is, in one sense, the combined effort of both Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Because, as we know, Raghunath Das Goswami, after he left home and received the mercy of Lord Nityananda and eventually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he was placed under the care of Srut Domodar Goswami, who was the personal secretary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Srut Domodar Goswami gave up his earthly pastimes and went back home, back to Godhead, then Raghunath Das Goswami spent the remaining years of his life at Sri Radhakund, engaged in his ecstatic bhajan there. And while he was there, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami came to take his association, specifically to hear from him the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Raghunath Das Goswami had memorized the diary of Srila Srup Damodar Goswami. Srup Damodar Goswami, being the personal secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he kept a very wonderful diary of the Lord's ecstatic pastimes. So because Raghunath Das was serving him, he was able to hear regularly this diary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He memorized it. And so when Kaviraj Goswami, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, wanted to compile the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he went and spent time with Raghunath Das Goswami on the banks of Radhakund, and he heard from him the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after that, he also memorized all those pastimes. Then he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Prabhupada says in one purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita that actually this Chaitanya Charitamrita is the essence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions. Because he instructed both philosophically and by example, that was recorded by Swarup Damodar Goswami and later repeated to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami by Raghunath Das Goswami. So in that sense it is the combined effort of many great souls. So if you don't mind, I would simply like to read today for the next 45 minutes. I know that sometimes it's difficult to listen to long readings, not so long, but as I was preparing to speak today, I just couldn't imagine trying to speak any better than what I have read in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I thought we could concentrate, because there's so many wonderful pastimes, especially of Raghunath Das Goswami, I thought we could concentrate specifically on his becoming detached from householder life and taking full shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's several sections which cover this pastime. We can read from that, and if I'll comment from time to time. And then also, we can read a little bit at the end. In Antyalila, there's also a description of some of the pastimes of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. So we'll begin our reading in Madhyalila chapter 16. We'll begin from verse 221. Raghunath Das was the son of Govardhan Mujumdara. From childhood, he was uninterested in material happiness. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Shantipur after accepting the renounced order, Raghunath Das met him. When Raghunath Das went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he fell at the Lord's lotus feet in ecstatic love. Showing him mercy, the Lord touched him with his feet. Raghunath Das's father, Govardhan, always rendered much service to Advaitacharya. Consequently, Advaitacharya was very pleased with the family. When Raghunath Das was there, Advaitacharya favored him by giving him the food remnants left by the Lord. Raghunath Das was thus engaged for 5 or 7 days by rendering service to the Lord's lotus feet. After bidding farewell to Raghunath Das, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri. After returning home, Raghunath Das became mad with ecstatic love. Raghunath Das used to run away from home again and again to go to Jagannath Puri, but his father kept binding him and bringing him back. His father had 5 watchmen guard him day and night. 4 personal servants were employed to look after his comfort, and 2 brahmanas were employed to cook for him. In this way, 11 people were incessantly keeping Raghunath Das under control. Thus he could not go to Jagannath Puri, and because of this he was not very happy. When Raghunath Das learned that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had arrived at Shantipur, he submitted a request to his father. Raghunath Das asked his father, "Please give me permission to go see the lotus feet of the Lord. If you do not, my life will not remain within this body." Hearing this request, Raghunath Das's father agreed. Giving him many servants and materials, the father sent him to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, requesting him to return soon. For 7 days, Raghunath Das associated with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Shantipur. During those days and nights, he had the following thoughts. Raghunath Das thought, "How shall I be able to get free from the hands of the watchman? How shall I be able to go with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Neelachala?" Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was omniscient, he could understand Raghunath Das's mind. The Lord therefore instructed him with the following reassuring words. Be patient and return home. Don't be a crazy fellow. By and by, you will be able to cross the ocean of material misery. Purport. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, the material world is just like a big ocean. It begins with Brahmaloka and extends to Patalaloka, and there are many planets or islands in this ocean. Not knowing about devotional service, the living entity wanders about this ocean, just as a man tries to swim to reach the shore. Our struggle for existence is similar to this. Everyone is trying to get out of the ocean of material existence. One cannot immediately reach the coast, but if one endeavors, he can cross the ocean by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Verse 238. You should not make yourself a show bottle devotee and become a false renunciate. For the time being, enjoy the material world in a befitting way and do not become attached to it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, within your heart, you should keep yourself very faithful, but externally, you may behave like an ordinary man. Thus Krishna will very soon be pleased with you and deliver you from the clutches of Maya. You may see me at Neelachala, Jagannath Puri, when I return after visiting Vrindavan. By that time, you can think of some trick to escape. What kind of means you will have to use at that time will be revealed by Krishna. If one has Krishna's mercy, no one can check him. Purport. Although Srila Raghunath Das was very anxious to join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord advised him to wait for the mercy of Lord Krishna. He recommended that Raghunath Das keep his Krishna consciousness firmly fixed in his heart while externally behaving like an ordinary man. This is a trick for everyone advanced in Krishna consciousness. One can live in society like an ordinary human being, but at the same time, one's own business should be to satisfy Krishna and spread his glories. A Krishna-conscious person should not be absorbed in material things, for his only business is the devotional service of the Lord. If one is engaged in this way, Krishna will certainly bestow his mercy. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Raghunath Das, Yata Yoga Vishvaya Bhunja Anashakta Hana. The same is repeated, Antari Nishtakari Bahiloka Vyanahara. This means that one must have no other desire within his heart than to serve Krishna. On the basis of such a conviction, one can cultivate Krishna consciousness. So this instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das Goswami is very appropriate. Of course, Raghunath Das Goswami very much desired to participate in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Neelachala. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the moment, thought that it was appropriate that he remained at home with his family members. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indicated that later on, Krishna would give him the intelligence how to join him fully in his pastimes. So this particular instruction he is giving here, he should stay at home and render devotional service. We sometimes give this instruction to devotees who are still living at home, who are young, are going to school, and would like to join the temple. But maybe it may be a little premature because they have to finish their education. So this is a very nice instruction. Within your heart, you should keep yourself very faithful, but externally you may behave like an ordinary man. Thus Krishna will soon be very pleased with you and deliver you from the clutches of Maya. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade farewell to Raghunath Das, who returned home and did exactly what the Lord told him. After returning home, Raghunath Das gave up all craziness and external pseudo-renunciation and engaged in his household duties without attachment. When Raghunath Das's father and mother saw that their son was acting like a householder, they became very happy. Because of this, they slackened their guard. Meanwhile, at Shantipur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assembled all his devotees, headed by Advaitacharya and Nityananda Prabhu, embraced them all and asked their permission to return to Jagannath Puri. So this pastime is continued in Antyalila. This is chapter 16 of Madhyalila. So many things are discussed. Then we go into Antyalila, and again the pastime is taken up. Antyalila chapter 6. The Lord thus enjoyed his life with his devotees. O devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now hear how Raghunath Das finally met the Lord. When Raghunath Das, during his family life, went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Shantipur, the Lord gave him worthy instructions by his causeless mercy. Instead of becoming a so-called renunciate, Raghunath Das, following the instructions of the Lord, returned home and played exactly like a pounds and shilling man. Raghunath Das was inwardly completely renounced, even in family life, but he did not express his renunciation externally. Instead, he acted just like an ordinary businessman. Seeing this, his father and mother were satisfied. When he received a message that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had returned from Mathura city, Raghunath Das endeavored to go to the lotus feet of the Lord. When Hiranyadas, Raghunath Das's uncle, made an agreement with the government to collect taxes, the Mohammedan Chaudhuri, or tax collector, having lost his position, became extremely envious of him. Hiranyadas was collecting 2 million gold coins and therefore should have delivered some of them to the government. Instead, he was only giving a small portion and making a great profit. Seeing this, the Mohammedan Chaudhuri, who was a Turk, became his rival. After sending a confidential account to the government treasury, the Chaudhuri brought the minister in charge. The Chaudhuri came, wanting to arrest Hiranyadas, but Hiranyadas had left home. Therefore, the Chaudhuri arrested Raghunath Das. Every day, the Mohammedan would chastise Raghunath Das and tell him, "Bring your father and his elder brother, otherwise you will be punished." The Chaudhuri wanted to beat him, but as soon as he saw Raghunatha's face, his mind changed and he could not beat him. Indeed, the Chaudhuri was afraid of Raghunath Das because Raghunath Das belonged to the Kayastha community. Although the Chaudhuri would chastise him with oral vibrations, he was afraid to beat him. While all this was going on, Raghunath Das thought of a tricky method of escape. Thus he humbly submitted his plea to the feet of the Mohammedan Chaudhuri. "My dear sir, my father and his elder brother are both your brothers. All brothers always fight about something. Sometimes brothers fight amongst themselves, and sometimes they have very friendly dealings. There is no certainty when such changes will take place. Thus I am sure that all today you are fighting, tomorrow you three will be brothers sitting together in peace. Just as I am my father's son, so I am also yours. I am your dependent, and you are also my maintainer. For a maintainer to punish the person he maintains is not good. You are expert in all the scriptures. Indeed, you are like a living saint." Hearing Raghunath Das's appealing voice, the Mohammedan's heart softened. He began to cry, and tears glided down his beard. So one point is that although Raghunath Das Goswami was the most advanced devotee of the Lord, actually Srila Prabhupada describes elsewhere that he was one of the Manjaris in the spiritual world, having come to assist the Lord in his pastimes here. Nonetheless, he knew how to deal in material society. We discussed this the other day when we made the point that sometimes devotees have to employ a little diplomacy while working with materialistic people. We quoted the Bengali proverb that when dealing with people who are cunning, you must also be cunning. So although Raghunath Das Goswami was the most advanced devotee, a true Rasika Bhakta, nonetheless he was expert in dealing in material affairs to execute the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada points out in another purport that like Sanatana Goswami, they were both involved in government and sometimes had to use diplomacy to achieve their means. So here we see Raghunath Das dealing in a tricky way with the Mohammedan so he could also be free like Sanatana Goswami to join the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Mohammedan Chaudhuri told Raghunath Das, "You are my son from this day on. Today by some means I shall have you released." After informing the minister, the Chaudhuri released Raghunath Das and then began to speak to him with great affection. "The elder brother of your father is less intelligent," he said. "He enjoys so many gold coins, but since I am also a shareholder, he should give me some portion. Now you go and arrange a meeting between me and your uncle. Let him do whatever he thinks best. I should completely depend upon his decision." Raghunath Das arranged a meeting between his uncle and the Chaudhuri. He settled the matter, and everything was peaceful. As soon as they heard that a festival was going to be held, all kinds of brahmanas and other gentlemen began to arrive. Excuse me. Skip the page there. Raghunath Das arranged a meeting between his uncle and the Chuduri. He settled the matter and everything was peaceful. In this way, Raghunath Das passed 1 year exactly like a first-class businessman messenger, but the next year he again decided to leave home. He got up alone one night and left, but his father caught him in a distant place and brought him back. This became an almost daily affair. Raghunath Das would run away from home, and his father would again bring him back. Then Raghunath Das's mother began speaking to his father. "Our son has become mad," she said. Just keep him by binding him with ropes." His father, being very unhappy, replied to her as follows: "Raghunath Das, our son, has opulences like Indra, the heavenly king, and his wife is as beautiful as an angel. Yet all this could not tie down his mind. How then could we keep this boy home by binding him with ropes? It is not possible even for one's father to nullify the reactions of one's past activities. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has fully bestowed his mercy on him. Who can keep home such a madman of Chaitanya Chandra?" Thus Raghunath Das considered something in his mind, and the next day he went to Nitai Goswami. In the village of Panahati, Raghunath Das obtained an interview with Nityananda Prabhu, who was accompanied by many kirtan performers, servants, and others. Sitting on a rock under a tree on the bank of the Ganges, Lord Nityananda, as effulgent as hundreds and thousands of rising suns, gave audience to Raghunath Das Goswami. Many devotees sat on the ground surrounding him. Seeing the influence of Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das was astonished. Raghunath Das offered his obeisances by falling prostrate at a distant place, and the servant of Nityananda Prabhu pointed out, "There is Raghunath Das offering you obeisances." Hearing this, Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, "You were a thief. Now you have come to see me. Come here. Today I shall punish you." The Lord called him, but Raghunath Das did not go near the Lord. Then the Lord forcibly caught him and placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head. Lord Nityananda was by nature very merciful and funny. Being merciful, he spoke to Raghunath Das as follows: "You are just like a thief, for instead of coming near, you stay away at a distant place. Now that I have captured you, I shall punish you. Make a festival and feed all my associates chipped yogurt and chipped rice." Hearing this, Raghunath Das was greatly pleased. Raghunath Das immediately sent his own men to the village to purchase all kinds of edibles and bring them back. Raghunath Das brought chipped rice, yogurt, milk, sweetmeats, sugar, bananas, and other edibles and placed them all around. As soon as they heard there was a festival going to be held, all kinds of brahmanas and other gentlemen began to arrive. Thus there were innumerable people. Seeing the crowd increasing, Raghunath Das arranged to get more edibles from other villages. He also brought 200 to 400 large round earthen pots. He also obtained 5 or 7 especially large earthen pots, and in these pots a brahmana began cooking chipped rice for the satisfaction of Lord Nityananda. In one place chipped rice was soaked in hot milk in each of the large pots. Then half the rice was mixed with yogurt, sugar, and bananas. The other half was mixed with condensed milk and a special type of banana known as champakala. Then sugar, clarified butter, and camphor were added. After Nityananda Prabhu had changed his cloth for a new one and sat on a raised platform, the Brahmana brought him the 7 huge pots. On that platform, all the most important associates of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, as well as other important men, sat down in a circle around the Lord. Among them were Ram Das, Sundarananda, Gadadhar Das, Murari, Kamalakara, Sadashiva, and Purandara. Dhananjaya, Jagadish, Parameshwara Das, Mahesh, Gauri Das, and Hoda Krishna Das were also there. Hearing about the festival, all kinds of learned scholars, Brahmins, and priests went there. Lord Nityananda Prabhu honored them and made them sit on the raised platform with him. Everyone was offered 2 earthen pots. In one was put chipped rice with condensed milk, and the other chipped rice with yogurt. All the other people sat in groups around the platform. No one could count how many people there were. Each and every one of them was supplied with 2 earthen pots, one of chipped rice soaked in yogurt and the other of chipped rice soaked in condensed milk. At that time, Raghava Pandit arrived there. Seeing the situation, he began to laugh with great surprise. He brought many other kinds of food cooked in ghee and offered it to the Lord. This prasad he first placed before Lord Nityananda and then distributed amongst the devotees. Raghava Pandit said to Lord Nityananda, "For you, sir, I have already offered food to the deity, but you are engaged in a festival here, and so the food is lying here untouched." Lord Nityananda replied, "Let me eat all this food here during the day, and I shall eat at your home tonight. I belong to a community of cowherd boys, and therefore I generally have many cowherd associates with me. I am happy when we eat together in a picnic like this by the sandy bank of a river." Lord Nityananda made Raghava Pandit sit down and had two pots delivered to him also. There were two kinds of chipped rice soaked in them. When chipped rice had been served to everyone, Nityananda Prabhu in meditation brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's more pastimes taking the prasadam. After Lord Nityananda Prabhu finished eating, he washed his hands and mouth and gave Raghunath Das the food remaining in the four pots. There was food remaining in three other big pots of Lord Nityananda, and a Brahmana distributed to all the devotees, giving a morsel to each. After receiving the remnants of food left by Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das, who was greatly happy, ate some and distributed the rest amongst his own associates. Thus I have described the pastimes of Lord Nityananda in relation to the celebrated festival of chipped rice and yogurt. In the morning, after taking his bath in the Ganges, Nityananda Prabhu sat down with his associates beneath the same tree under which he had previously sat. Raghunath Das went there and worshipped Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. To Raghava Pandit, he submitted his desire. "My dear Lord, I am the lowest of men, the most sinful, fallen and condemned. Nevertheless, I desire to attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like a dwarf who wants to catch the moon, I have tried my best many times, but I have never been successful. Every time I tried to go away and give up my home relationships, my father and mother unfortunately kept me bound. No one can attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without your mercy, but if you are merciful, even the lowest of men can attain shelter at his lotus feet. Although I am unfit and greatly afraid to submit this plea, I nevertheless request you to be especially merciful towards me by granting me shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Placing your feet on my head, give me the benediction that I may achieve the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without difficulty. I pray for this benediction." After hearing this appeal by Raghunath Das, Lord Nityananda Prabhu smiled and told all the devotees, "Raghunath Das's standard of material happiness is equal to that of Indra, the King of Heaven. Because of the mercy bestowed upon him by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das, although situated in such material happiness, does not like it at all. Therefore, let every one of you be merciful toward him and give him the benediction that he may very soon attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." One who experienced the fragrance of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna does not even value the standard of happiness available in Brahmaloka, the topmost planet, and what to speak of heavenly happiness. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is offered sublime poetic prayers by those trying to attain his favor. Thus he is known as Uttama Shloka. Being very eager to gain the association of Lord Krishna, King Bharata, although in the prime of his youth, gave up his very attractive wife, affectionate children, most beloved friends, and opulent kingdom, exactly as one gives up stool after excreting it. Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu called Raghunath Das near him, placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head, and began to speak. "My dear Raghunath Das," he said, "since you arranged the feast on the bank of the Ganges, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here just to show you his causeless mercy. By his causeless mercy, he ate the chipped rice and milk. Then after seeing the dancing of the devotees at night, he took his supper. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura Hari, came here personally to deliver you. Now rest assured that all your impediments meant for your bondage are gone. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will accept you and place you under the charge of his secretary, Swarup Damodar. You will thus become one of the most confidential internal servants and will attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Being assured of this, return to your home. Very soon, without impediments, you will attain the shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Nityananda had Raghunath Das blessed by all the devotees, and Raghunath Das offered his respects to their lotus feet. After taking leave of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and then all the other Vaishnavas, Sri Raghunath Das consulted secretly with Raghava Pandit. After consulting with Raghava Pandit, he secretly delivered 100 gold coins and about 7 tolas of gold to the hand of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's treasurer. Raghunath Das admonished the treasurer, "Do not speak about this to Lord Nityananda Prabhu now, but when he returns home, kindly inform him about this presentation." Thereupon Raghava Pandit took Raghunath Das to his home. After inducing him to see the deity, he gave Raghunath Das a garland and sandalwood pulp. He gave Raghunath Das a large quantity of prasad to eat on his way home. Then Raghunath Das again spoke to Raghava Pandit. "I want to give money," he said, "just to worship the lotus feet of all the great devotees, servants, and subservants of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. As you think fit, give 20, 15, 12, 10, or 5 coins to each of them." Raghunath Das drew up an account of the amount to be given and submitted it to Raghava Pandit, who then made up a list showing how much money was to be paid to each and every devotee. With great humility, Raghunath Das placed 100 gold coins and about 2 tolas of gold before Raghava Pandit for all the other devotees. And taking the dust from the feet of Raghava Pandit, Raghunath Das returned to his home, feeling greatly obliged to Lord Nityananda because of having received his merciful benediction. From that day on, he did not go into the interior section of his house. Instead, he would sleep on the Durga Mandapa, the place where Mother Durga was worshipped. There, however, the watchmen alertly kept guard. Raghunath Das was thinking of various means by which to escape their vigilance. At that time, all the devotees of Bengal were going to Jagannath Puri to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das could not accompany them, for they were so famous that he would immediately have been caught. Thus Raghunath Das thought deeply about how to escape, and one night while he was sleeping on the Durga Mandapa, the priest Yadananda Acharya entered the house when only 4 dandas remained until the end of the night. Yadananda Acharya was the priest and spiritual master of Raghunath Das. Although born in a Brahmin family, he had accepted the mercy of Vasudev Datta. Yadananda Acharya had been officially initiated by Advaita Acharya, thus he considered Lord Chaitanya his life and soul. When Yadananda Acharya entered the house of Raghunath Das and stood in the courtyard, Raghunath Das went there and fell down to offer his obeisances. One of Yadananda Acharya's disciples had been worshipping the deity, but had left that service. Yadananda Acharya wanted Raghunath Das to induce the disciple to take up that service again. Yadananda Acharya requested Raghunath Das, "Please induce the Brahmana to resume the service, for there is no other Brahmana to do it." After saying this, Yadananda Acharya took Raghunath Das with him and went out. By that time, all the watchmen were deeply asleep because it was the end of night. East of the house, Raghunath Das was at the house of Yadananda Acharya. Yadananda Acharya and Raghunath Das talked together as they went towards the house. Halfway along the path, Raghunath Das submitted at the lotus feet of his spiritual master, "I shall go to the house of that Brahmana, induce him to return, and send him to your house. In this, you may go home without anxiety. Following your order, I shall persuade the Brahmana." On this plea, after asking permission, he decided to go away. Raghunath Das thought, "This is the greatest opportunity to go away because this time there are no servants or watchmen with me." Thinking in this way, he quickly proceeded towards the east. Sometimes he turned around and looked back, but no one was following him. Thinking of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he left the general path and proceeded with great haste. on the path not generally used. Giving up the general path from village to village, he passed through the jungles, thinking with heart and soul about the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He walked about 30 miles in one day, and in the evening he took rest in the cowherd shed of a milkman. When the milkman saw that Raghunath Das was fasting, he gave him some milk. Raghunath Das drank the milk and lay down to rest there for the night. At the house of Raghunath Das, the servant and watchman, not seeing him there, immediately went to inquire about him from his spiritual master, Yadunandana Acharya. Yadunandana Acharya said, "He has already asked my permission and returned home." Thus there arose a tumultuous sound as everyone cried, "Now Raghunath Das has gone away." Raghunath Das' father said, "Now all the devotees from Bengal have gone to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das has fled with them. Two men should immediately go and catch him and bring him back." Raghunath Das' father wrote a letter to Sivananda Sen asking him with great humility, "Please return my son." In Jankara, the 10 men caught up with the group of Vaishnavas going to Neelachala. After delivering the letter, the men inquired from Sivananda Sen about Raghunath Das, but Sivananda Sen replied, "He did not come here." The 10 men continued home, and Raghunath Das's father and mother were filled with anxiety. Raghunath Das, who had been resting at the milkman's house, got up early in the morning. Instead of going to the east, he turned his face south and proceeded. He crossed Chaturbhoja, but instead of going on the general path, he proceeded on the path and went from village to village. Not caring about eating, he traveled all day. Hunger was not an impediment, for his mind was concentrated upon the obtaining the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes he chewed fried grains, sometimes he cooked, and sometimes he drank milk. In this way, he kept his life and soul together with whatever was available wherever he went. He reached Jagannath Puri in 12 days, but could only eat for 3 days on the way. When Raghunath Das met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord was sitting with his companions, headed by Swarup Damodar. Sitting at a distant place in the courtyard, he fell down to offer obeisances. Then Mukundadatta said, "Here is Raghunath." As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these words, he immediately welcomed Raghunath. "Come here," he said. Raghunath Das then clasped the lotus feet of the Lord, but the Lord stood up and embraced him out of his causeless mercy. Raghunath Das offered prayers to the lotus feet of all the devotees, headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami. Seeing the special mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had bestowed upon Raghunath Das, they all embraced him again and again. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "The mercy of Lord Krishna is stronger than anything else. Therefore the Lord has delivered you from the ditch of materialistic life, which is just like a hole into which people pass stool." Raghunath Das answered within his mind, "I did not know who Krishna is. I simply know that your mercy, O my Lord, has saved me from my family life." The Lord continued, "Your father and his elder brother are both related as brothers to my grandfather, Nilambara Chakravarti. Therefore I consider them my grandfathers. Since your father and his elder brother are younger brothers of Nilambara Chakravarti, I may joke about them in this way. My dear Raghunath, your father and his elder brother are just like worms in the stool of the ditch of material enjoyment, for the great disease of poison of material enjoyment is what they consider happiness. Although your father and uncle are charitable to Brahmins and greatly help them, they are nevertheless not pure Vaishnavas. However, they are almost like Vaishnavas. Those who are attached to materialistic life and are blind to spiritual life must act in such a way that they are bound to repeated birth and death by the actions and reactions of their activities. By his own free will, Lord Krishna has delivered you from such a condemned materialistic life. Therefore, the glories of Lord Krishna's causeless mercy cannot be expressed." Seeing Raghunath Das skinny and dirty because of having traveled for 12 days and fasted, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his heart melting due to causeless mercy, spoke to Swarup Damodar. "My dear Swarup," he said, "I entrust this Raghunath Das to you. Please accept him as your son or servant. There are now three Raghunaths amongst my associates. From this day forward, this Raghunath Das should be known as the Raghu of Swarup Damodar." Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grasped the hand of Raghunath Das and entrusted him to the hand of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Swarup Damodar Goswami accepted Raghunath Das, saying, "Let Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whatever your order is, it's accepted. He then embraced Raghunath Das again. I cannot properly express the affection of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his devotees. Being merciful towards Raghunath Das, the Lord spoke as follows to Govinda. On the way, Raghunath Das has fasted and undergone hardships for many days. Therefore, take good care of him for some day so that he may eat to his satisfaction. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das, go bathe in the sea, see Lord Jagannath in the temple, and return here to take your meal. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up and went to perform his midday duties, and Raghunath met with all the devotees present. Having seen the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu upon Raghunath Das, all the devotees, struck with wonder, praised his good fortune. Raghunath Das took his bath in the sea and went to see Lord Jagannath. Then he returned to Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Govinda offered him a plate with the remnants of food left by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Raghunath Das accepted the prasad with great happiness. Raghunath Das stayed under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami, and Govinda supplied him remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's food for 5 days. Beginning from the sixth day, Raghunath Das would stand at the gate known as the Singhadwara to beg alms after the Pushpa Anjali ceremony, in which flowers were offered to the Lord. After finishing the prescribed duties, the many servants of Lord Jagannath, who are known as Vishayis, return home at night. If they see a Vaishnava standing at the Singhadwara begging alms, out of mercy they arrange for the shopkeepers to give him something to eat. This is a custom for all time, that a devotee who has no other means of support stands at the Singhadwara gate to receive alms from the servants. A completely dependent Vaishnava thus chants the holy name of the Lord all day and sees Lord Jagannath with full freedom. It is a custom for some Vaishnavas to beg from the charity booths and eat whatever they obtain, whereas others stand at night at the Singhadwara gate, begging alms from the servants. Renunciation is a basic principle sustaining the lives of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees. Seeing this renunciation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is extremely satisfied. So many nice verses in this chapter. Govinda Das said to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das no longer takes prasadam here. Now he stands at the Singhadwara where he begs some alms to eat. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he was greatly satisfied. Raghunath Das has done well, he said. He has acted suitably for a person in the renounced order. A person in the renounced order should always chant the holy names of the Lord. He should beg some alms to eat and should sustain his life in this way. A vairagi, a person in a renounced order, should not depend upon others. If he does so, he will be unsuccessful and he will be neglected by Krishna. If a renunciate is eager for his tongue to taste different foods, his spiritual life will be lost and he will be subservient to the tastes of his tongue. The duty of a person in a renounced order is to chant the Hare Krishna mantra always. He should always satisfy his belly with whatever vegetables, leaves, fruits, and roots are available. And who is ever subservient to the tongue, and who thus goes here and there, devoted to the genitals and belly, cannot attain Krishna. The next day, Raghunath Das inquired at the lotus feet of Swarup Damodar about his duty. I do not know why I have given up household life, he said. What is my duty? Kindly give me instructions. Raghunath Das never even spoke a word before the Lord. Instead, he informed the Lord of his desires through Swarup Damodar Goswami and Govinda. The next day, Swarup Damodar Goswami submitted to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das has this to say at your lotus feet. I do not know my duty or the goal of my life. Therefore, please personally give me the instruction from your transcendental mouth. Smiling, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das, I have already appointed Swarup Damodar Goswami as your instructor. You may learn from him what your duty is and how to discharge it. I do not know as much as he. Nevertheless, if you want to take some instructions from me with faith and love, you may ascertain your duties from the following words. Do not talk like people in general or hear what they say. You should not eat very palatable food, and you should not dress very nicely. Do not expect honor, but offer all respect to others. Always chant the holy name of Krishna, and within your mind, render service to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. I have briefly given you my instructions. Now you should get all details about them from Swarup Damodar Goswami. One who thinks himself lower than grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor, but is always prepared to give respect to others, can very easily chant the holy names of the Lord. Having heard this, Raghunath Das offered prayers at the feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord, with great mercy, embraced him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again entrusted him to Swarup Damodar. Thus Raghunath Das entered very confidential service with Swarup Damodar Goswami. Okay, so we'll finish there. There's very many nice instructions in this chapter. And as we said earlier, this is one proper way that we can observe this day, to read about and hear about the instructions and the example or pastimes of the devotees whom appearance or disappearance day it is. So I recommend that you read Chaitanya Charitamrita today, hear about the pastimes of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. There's many other further pastimes in Antalila, as well as some pastimes of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. And of course, by reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, we are honoring the great saint Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Srila Prabhupada ki, Shishivada Landaneshwara ki, Jagannath Subhadra Baladeva ki, Giriraj Maharaj ki, Shishigaur Nitai ki, Gaur Premanandi. Hare Krishna.